This is Dana, and you are listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and I'm recording live from the Music City Center in Nashville, Tennessee for the 2014 National NINA Conference. And this is going to be episode 67 of Within the Trenches. The past couple days have been great. Big turnout for the entire conference and up in the expo hall. And for this episode, I have Kathleen, who's the Director of Marketing with Zybex. How's it going?
Hi, pretty good. How about you?
It's going good. Like I was telling you earlier, I had a couple snafus with some things, but everything is back to normal. and we did the mic check and everything came back fine. You could hear yourself and I could hear me. So everything was good, unlike yesterday when, yeah, things were just crazy. But now we're good to go. So you've been up in the expo hall for these past couple days. And I was there. I saw your setup. It looks great. And, you know, what all have you been doing, you know, and the people that you've been talking to, how's it been going for you?
It's been going really well. We always enjoy coming to NINA. It's a great time for us to catch up with some of our existing customers and a great time to meet those folks who are looking to expand their furniture or maybe they're building a new comm center. People are really excited to talk with the vendors, and we love talking with them. So
that's good. And when I was standing there before I stepped up to speak with you, I saw a lot of people there and they did look excited. You know, they were looking at everything you had going on, and coming from the dispatch background myself, I was immediately jealous at the consoles because I had we had some all right consoles. You know, they went up and down, but they weren't as cool as what you guys have. And I guess for those who are listening, if you can give me just like a short overview of your company, Zybex, so that people know exactly what we're talking about.
Sure. Zybex is a family-owned company. We're based in Littleton, Colorado. The owners of the company is, it's actually two sons and their dad.
Okay.
And they started the company in 1991 in the basement. I take that back, the garage of their house. And then eventually mom kicked them out. And and then we've progressed since then and built upon it. But it's a great company to work for. And we truly have a passion for what we do, which is dispatch furniture.
Mm-hmm.
We also sell it to radiologists, and we do some call centers. The product itself is made and manufactured in Littleton, Colorado at our warehouse there. And we're a custom furniture manufacturer in the sense that we can make cubbies or file cabinets or lockers to accompany the workstations, which is what we do.
Yeah, and I've checked those out. I was saying earlier that one of my coworkers and I, we were out at a comm center, and we were training on some new 911 equipment, and they had just started this. They were just rebuilding their center. The center had always been in the basement, and now it was going to be in the sixth floor of one of their county buildings. And they have, I believe it was 25 consoles, and there's about 80 plus dispatchers where there's 20 dispatchers on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the pictures that you guys had and being up there with you, those are the exact same ones, and they are amazing. Because, I mean, we trained on them. I actually sat at one of them, and at the time, I think I was about 6 months out of dispatch and working with this new company in digital, and I'm on the other side. I'm on the industry partner side now. So it was weird because we were starting to do our training, and I sat down at one of the consoles to play one of the dispatchers so that we could do some training stuff. And I was getting my pencil out and my pad of paper, like I was still in dispatch.
Right.
And
right.
I hadn't been there in 6 months. But, you know, just sitting there, I just kept thinking, oh, it would have been really, really nice to have a setup like this. So I am impressed with the product that you have. Now, one of the things that that I really wanted to focus on is the treadmill component that you have for the consoles up there. And that was one of the things that I got on as well. What made you guys move into wanting to do like a fitness type I guess, with the treadmill and the bike.
Mm-hmm. Well, we base our furniture around ergonomics and ergonomic standards, and part of ergonomics is health. And we wanted to bring health awareness, I guess, into the dispatch center, because they say sitting is the new smoking. And so not only do you sit and stand at the workstations, which that's what they're intended for, but health is more than that. Health is adding movement to your daily activity. And that's really what I think the dispatch market and the 911 world, I think that's what they've been yearning for years and years. And this technology, I say technology, but the treadmill and the bike has been introduced in an office environment for quite some time now. But this is the first time that it's really been in the 911 dispatch world. And people are so excited about it. They're just yearning for more, and they want to have one at their station and one for the comm center. And so we've gotten a lot of really good feedback on the treadmills and the workstations, and people come to us and they tell us, oh my gosh, I lost 30 pounds. And I'm so excited that you guys are now bringing this to the dispatch world, because our comm center needs this, and we're trying to get healthier, and we're doing a competition, or we're doing a weight loss thing, or we're doing like counting our steps combined. Right. And so people are so excited about it, and we're excited to help them achieve their health goals and bring this into the dispatch world.
That's really cool, because when I was still dispatching, we had the same thing. We had just this whole contest, you know, fitness contest, and you know, we were doing kind of a Biggest Loser type thing. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have, you know, what you guys are offering. You know, we didn't have the treadmill or anything. I think we had maybe just one simple exercise machine, which really wasn't a current exercise machine. Right. But it was something that we had in our center that's all we had to use. But I mean, you know, other people were using like the yoga balls that you can sit on. Mm-hmm. And to try to help with, you know, posture and everything. But it's great that you guys have jumped onto this and started doing it, because I really do wish that I had that at the time, because I mean, the longest shift that I ever worked was about 18 hours. Mm-hmm. And that was 18 hours sitting. You know, I did get up and walk around a little bit, but you don't always have time, you know, in the 911 dispatch world. You know, people that out there don't know, we don't always get to stand up and walk around.
Right.
You know, even if we're going for lunch, we eat at our desks.
Right.
So we're always sitting. We rush to the bathroom, come back, and we're back at the desk. So, you know, having a treadmill would be great. Or even the bicycle, like, you know, that was on there, which I didn't get on. Mm-hmm. But the treadmill, I really like that. So what are some of the benefits that you guys have found, or I guess in general, with having a treadmill at a console?
Well, first of all, we found from people we've talked to that it really improves employee morale. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are actually excited to be at their place of work, and you know, they're excited that they've now been given this option to do something while they're working. So people are excited about it. It reduces stress, and we know in 911 that there's a lot of stress associated with the job. So reducing stress and activity, it increases your activity in the day, because at the end of your 16-hour shift, I'm sure the last thing you thought about is, oh, well, let me go to the gym and work out. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like dual purpose, because not only are you working, but you're also being active. And I think nowadays it's so important to be active, and you don't realize how much you're sitting. You're sitting in your car, you're sitting at home when you're watching TV, you're sitting at your desk, and adding that amount of movement, any amount of movement is going to help.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know that, I've been having, I've battled some back problems, and probably if I had gotten up and, you know, was able to get up and walk a lot more, I wouldn't have had all of those. But, you know, there's also slouching, and, you know, there's also a lot of different things that go with it. But, you know, the health aspect in general is awesome, because I will admit that there were some shifts that I went on, and I would go to the fast food joint and I would order a lot of food. And I'm pretty sure that once I got up to the window, you know, during that time going from ordering to the window, they were thinking, geez, this guy is going to order that much food.
And he's ordering for his friends.
Yes. I would go up there, and as soon as they would look at me, I mean, even if they weren't giving me a funny look, I would say to them, this is for a 12-hour shift.
Yeah, right?
To tell them right away, because, right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just thought, God, this dude's going to eat all of this food. Jeez. But you know, then it's not really healthy food either.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just all this greasy food that I'm taking with me because it's a convenience
to me. It's convenience and it's quick. And yeah, I mean, we definitely understand that part of it too. And that's why we've written some blogs on healthy eating, healthy switches you can make, and things that if you're craving something, you might be able to have it with, say, broccoli or some rice or something. So if you're craving a particular food item, you can add healthier substitutions, or, you know, it's like swapping out salad dressings and maybe doing like a lighter salad dressing versus a ranch or like a creamy dressing. So yeah, we've incorporated some blogs into our push for health in the dispatch center, and we're pretty excited about it. Lots of people have been giving us some good feedback on it.
That's good. Now, are the blogs that you're talking about, is this just stuff that you do specifically, or does everybody in your company do them?
Yeah, everybody in our company participates in blogging because there's no one expert in any category.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to write a blog on Cat 6A cabling, because that's definitely not my forte. But,
right.
You know, I am a health person myself, and I work out and I eat right. I try to, at least. And so I was just inspired. I'm like, well, you know, I'm sure there's some dispatchers out there that would love to hear what I do. And so we've actually had people write us too, sharing their experiences and what they do and how they've lost weight. And so some of those blogs will be coming out too. But I think it's everyone in our company picks a topic that they're passionate about, and I'm passionate about that. So
oh, that's good. And it definitely works out. I was just looking at one of the ones that you did here, and it's the Healthier 911 Dispatcher Diet. I'm going to make sure to put this as a link on the blog when I do it, or when I put up this this episode, so that, you know, people can check it out. It's got some excellent information on here. Now, back to the treadmills. And we were talking about it a little bit ago before we started this, the facts.
Mm-hmm.
What are some facts that that have come up with the treadmills?
Well, the treadmill itself, when you add activity to your day, you inevitably will end up possibly losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, that's their goal for health. It's health is more than that, but that is definitely a great starting point. I think in another video blog that our president, Barry Carson, did, he did it on questions we get asked a lot about the treadmills. And I think it was 250 calories that you can burn in an hour of walking on the treadmill. So granted, that probably won't eliminate all that fast food you ordered, but
right.
it's gonna make a dent in it if you're consistent
yeah.
about it, and the next day you do it, and maybe for longer than 20 minutes you do it. So yeah.
What about the frequently asked questions that that have come up?
We get a lot of questions about, am I going to fly off the back end of it?
and that was one of the ones that I asked too.
Yeah.
When you were starting it up, I even looked in back of me to see if there was anybody there just
yeah.
in case. But no,
yeah.
it doesn't start out like that. You know, it starts out slow, right?
It does. So we've partnered with Lifespan Fitness. That's where we get the treadmills from.
Mm-hmm.
And their product is specifically designed for an office environment. So it's not a treadmill you'd find at your local sporting goods store. It only goes to 4 miles per hour, which I say is fast enough that you're probably going to have to move your arms, but you're not going to walk that fast. And
right.
and that's the thing, is you're walking, you're not running. So it's not going to speed up on you. It's not going to throw you off the back. You're going to just be walking at a slow pace, something where you can read and you can type. And it's pretty simple. They say it's like walking and chewing gum. It's something that you do catch on to fairly quickly.
Right.
And it's pretty fluid.
Yeah, and if I can do it, anybody who's listening can do it, because sometimes, you know, some of my coordination might be a little off. But I mean, I was able to walk on the treadmill, and I, you know, you had the setup there. You guys have the setup with the screen, the keyboard, and the mouse,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, you can really get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just walking that little bit, you know, I was practicing typing, and I had the mouse, and yeah, it would have been perfect to have something like that. Are there any other frequently asked questions that people bring up?
Yes, there's a lot about the safety features, and mm-hmm. they're thinking, you know, what if I fall, or what if I can't get off the treadmill and I get a call or something? The treadmill itself has a safety key that if it's pulled, the treadmill slows and then stops. And as well as if you step to the side, the treadmill will slow and then stop. And there's also a stop button on the console controller for the treadmill as well. So there's plenty of safety features built into the treadmill. The bike, some people like the bike because if they did get a 911 call, all they have to do is stop pedaling. and it's that easy. So we have about 50-50. Some people like the treadmill, some people like the bike. I personally like the treadmill better because it's more of a natural movement. I can talk, I can walk, I can do the things that I need to do. But the bike, I have to concentrate on pedaling.
Right.
You know, like every now and then I look down and I'm not pedaling and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Right. I'm supposed to be doing something else here.
Yeah. But you do burn like twice as many calories on the bike as you do on the treadmill because the bike has resistance and the treadmill doesn't have incline. It only has speed.
Gotcha.
So,
now, I have to admit this, that when you were telling me when I was on the treadmill and you had the clip on me, I must have completely missed it because it wasn't until you showed me the video that I realized, oh, that's why the clip was on there. So if I move back too far, if I'm for some reason not paying attention, it'll pull and it'll stop it.
Yep.
I completely missed that.
Yep.
Yeah, so... egg on my face, but no, this is, you know, really good information. Now, if I had this, you know, if I was podcasting and I had this, is it recommended or not recommended to make a music video while on the treadmill?
Actually, our president Barry Carson answered that question in a video blog that he did. We do not recommend you make a music video on the treadmills. It might happen. It'd be really cool if you did that. Please email me. But we're not recommending that. Another question we get a lot is, can I move it? Can I pick it up and move it if we're not using it? Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is yes, you can. What we've been hearing a lot of people say is they might have four workstations and three of them are fully operational and one is like a training position. They'll put the treadmill at the training position and then the dispatchers can cycle through and use the treadmill. So you can pick it up and move it. It's little, it's heavy. It has a 400 pound person weight capacity. So the treadmill itself is pretty durable. I mean, it's meant to be heavy in itself. So you can pick it up and move it if you need to. It does have wheels on the front of it. But in that same sense, some people like the bike because it takes up a little bit less space and it does too have wheels. You kind of pop a wheelie and you can move it pretty easily.
And who doesn't like popping a wheelie?
Right. Well, not when you're on it though.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That might be a little different there. So going into the wrap of this episode, if anybody wanted to check out the blogs that your company writes or, you know, any social media outlets, anything like that, or just the actual website, what would that be for them to go to?
Our blogs, we have a lot of really great blogs. I highly recommend you guys take a look at them. It's at blog.zybix.com. And you can also get to it from our website, which is www.zybix.com. And then we're on Facebook and Twitter and Google+. And there's plenty of blogs that we put out there. So take a look at that. Friend us, like us, tweet us. We love hearing from people. And then we can meet you at the show, and it's very exciting.
There you go. And for anybody listening, just to make sure you got it, the Zybix, it's XY. I almost said Z because it makes the Z.
It's
XYBIX as Zybix. So thank you very much for being on the show and talking about this. It was great information. And I'll make sure to put all the links and everything else on the blog post that I'll end up putting up. So for those who are listening to this, if you have any questions or comments or you want to be on the show, you can email us, and that's WTTpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter. That's @911podcast. We're also on Facebook, and make sure to like us, facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And then this episode will be up and available 24/7 on thejabberlog.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spreaker. Have a good one. You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast sponsored by Nina and in Digital Telecom. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.